With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. The federal appeals court has blocked legally sanctioned betting on American elections. We get more on that from White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
Late last week, the D.C. Circuit Court of Appeals put on hold a New York company's betting platform on congressional races. The court issued an order temporarily freezing the matter until it can consider and rule on the issue. The Commodity Futures Trading Commission appealed an earlier go-ahead from a federal judge, warning that allowing election bets risked serious harm from people trying to manipulate the election for financial purposes. Greg Clugston, The White House.
Another attempt to salvage an oil tanker blown up by Houthi rebels.
A new attempt has begun to salvage an oil tanker that's been burning in the Red Sea following attacks by Yemen's Houthi rebels. The EU's naval mission published images of its vessel escorting ships heading to the Greek-flagged oil tanker Sounion. It has been weeks since it came under attack from the Houthis. The vessel had been staffed by a crew of Filipinos and Russians, as well as private security personnel, who were taken by a French destroyer to nearby Djibouti. The Houthis later planted explosives aboard the ship and detonated them. This has raised fears that the ship's 1 million barrels of crude oil could spill into the Red Sea. I'm Rika Ann Garcia.
The head of NATO's military committee says Ukraine has solid legal and military rights to strike deep inside of Russia to gain combat advantage, reflecting the beliefs of a number of U.S. allies. Admiral Rob Bauer speaking yesterday at the close of the committee's annual meeting. Walgreens will pay $106 million to settle lawsuits that allege it submitted false payment claims with government health care programs for prescriptions that were never actually dispensed. This is SRN News. Construction is getting underway on a state-funded abortion clinic in southern New Mexico. Operators say it will cater to local residents and seek to attract women from neighboring states with strong pro-life laws, including Texas and Oklahoma. Democratic Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham announced the start of construction during a visit to Las Cruces. The clinic will draw upon $10 million in taxpayer funding that was set aside by the governor under a 2022 executive order. Delaware has positioned itself to elect the first openly transgender member of Congress in November. State Senator Sarah McBride, a man who is living as a woman, won the Democratic primary for Delaware's lone seat in the House last week. McBride raised almost $3 million in campaign contributions from LGBT organizations around the country. He achieved national recognition in 2016, becoming the first openly transgender person to address the Democratic National Convention. This is SRN News. Disease is taking a toll on the deer population in the Lone Star State.
Texas has seen a record number of chronic wasting disease cases so far this year. Authorities have detected CWD in 31 of the state's 254 counties and now looking for new ways to contain the spread without driving deer breeders out of business. Many breeders say their businesses are suffering due to the restrictions on transporting and selling the animals, but others are urging more limits on the movement of live deer from breeding facilities. Jason Walker reporting.
Today is Sunday, September the 15th. It's the 259th day of 2024. On this date in history, 1959, Nikita Khrushchev became the first Soviet head of state to visit the United States as he arrived at Andrews Air Force Base outside Washington. This is SRN News.